Good morning, it's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us on the line is the editor of the Daily Gazette, Judy Patcher. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Ian.
The long and winding road of Joe Bruno continues. An appeals court has ruled that he can indeed be tried for a second time.
Right. Former state Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno is once again facing federal prosecution, following a decision Tuesday by the U.S. Court of Appeals denying his claim of double jeopardy. Bruno was found guilty back in 2009 on two charges of honest services fraud on allegations he had undisclosed conflicts of interest while serving in the Senate, including accepting money from friends who had business pending before the state government. He was ordered to serve 2 years in prison, but he was allowed to remain free as he pursued his appeals. The U.S. Supreme Court subsequently redefined the honest services fraud law to require proof of bribery or kickbacks. This allowed an appeals court to void Bruno's convictions for not containing such proof, but federal prosecutors obtained a new indictment back in May of 2012, alleging that Bruno received a total of $440,000 in payments from businessman Jared Abruzzese. The government argues these payments, the same ones that led to Bruno's conviction during his first trial, now meet the legal definition of a bribe or kickback. Bruno's defense team contends that the case can't be retried a second time using a different definition of the crime. Prosecutors, however, maintain they can legitimately take Bruno to trial again using the redefined law since his first convictions were overturned. They argued the double jeopardy clause would only apply to counts in which the former majority leader was acquitted. The U.S. Court of Appeals, in their decision yesterday, agreed. U.S. Attorney Richard Hartounian indicated he'll seek resolution to the case by trial soon. And U.S. District Court Judge Gary Sharp set a status conference for the case next Tuesday in Albany.
Let's move on now to community college tuition. From the White House on down, there's been a push to get adults enrolled in these classes at community colleges, but that could be getting more expensive.
Right. There's still a bargain, but of the 5 2-year colleges, at least in the greater capital region, 4 are hiking tuition this fall. Fulton Montgomery Community College, SUNY Adirondack, SUNY Cobleskill, and Hudson Valley Community College have all increased tuition. Schenectady County Community College tuition will remain the same this year. The increases for each are relatively modest, about $100 for the year. And according to the College Board's annual survey of colleges, New York State's public schools are still among the least expensive places to go to school. Tuition at the local community colleges ranges from about $3,500 a year to $4,600 a year. At Fulton Montgomery Community College, with about 2,000 full-time students, they'll see an increase of about $154 more per year in tuition. But that's a cost that the college is trying to temper by a reduction in fees. Students and parents absorb small incremental increases better and almost expect it, the college told us yesterday, as opposed to a sudden $200 or $400 leap.
For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. We've been speaking with the editor of that fine paper, Judy Patrick. Thanks very much, Judy.
Thanks, Ian.